King Charles III and Queen Camilla have arrived in Canada, marking their first visit to the country as King and Queen. The royals were received by Governor-General Mary Simon, Prime Minister Mark Carney and Indigenous leaders in Ottawa Monday morning, May 26. There was also an arrival guard from the Royal Canadian Dragoons, a senior armoured regiment of the Canadian Armed Forces. After their arrival, King Charles and Queen Camilla were set to travel to Lansdowne Park to meet with members of community organizations and the public, according to an itinerary released by the federal government on Tuesday, May 20. They will then head to Rideau Hall, the residence of the Governor-General and the official residence of the King and Queen while in Canada. In a statement from the Prime Minister's office Monday, Carney said he is honored to welcome the two to Canada. The royal visit is a reminder of the bond between Canada and the Crown, one forged over generations, shaped by shared histories, and grounded in common values. A bond that, over time, has evolved, just as Canada has, to reflect the strength, diversity, and confidence of our people, Carney said. It's his second meeting with King Charles. Carney first met with the King in March after becoming Prime Minister after being voted in to be the leader of the Liberal Party of Canada. On Tuesday, King Charles will deliver the throne speech, nearly 70 years after his mother Queen Elizabeth II first opened Parliament in 1957. This historic honor matches the weight of our times. It speaks to our enduring tradition and friendship, to the vitality of our constitutional monarchy and our distinct identity, and to the historic ties that crises only fortify, Carney added. Canada's strength lies in building a strong future while embracing its English, French, and Indigenous roots, the union of peoples that forms our bedrock. Canada in the 21st century is a bold, ambitious, and innovative country that is bilingual, committed to reconciliation, and truly multicultural. Carney also said the throne speech will outline the government's ambitious plan to act with urgency and determination, and to deliver the change Canadians want and deserve. To define a new economic and security relationship with the United States, to build the strongest economy in the G7, to bring down the cost of living, and to keep communities safe.